Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about helping those who are experiencing grief. Many people don't know how to talk to someone who has experienced a loss. Offers such as, "If you need anything, let me know," they can be overwhelming for the bereaved. It is often that those going through grief don't know what they need and may feel overwhelmed with just daily life. One of the things we ask may be checking in on the person, a daily phone call or maybe weekly, or just a text message. Help with items around the house such as cooking or housework. Getting those done may feel impossible to a person experiencing grief. Things such as buying groceries, helping with the children, small cleaning tasks, lawn maintenance, or just being around for someone to talk to can be a huge help. Offer options. Those that are experiencing grief often feel powerless. By offering choices, you can give them a sense of control in their own lives. Questions like, "Would you like me to stop by today? Or would you prefer Wednesday? Would you like me to help in the kitchen? Or would you want me to start on the yard work?" This gives them more responses. They have the option of saying one or the other. They have the option of saying no, or maybe they have the option of an alternative. Things such as, "I don't need you today or Wednesday, but would Friday work for you?" When the bereaved is ready, maybe help them put together a memory book. Gather stories, pictures, and mementos into this memory book so that they can have it when they're ready to look at it. Many people don't know how to talk to someone who is experiencing grief. Acknowledge the person's feelings. Listen quietly and non-judgmentally. Try to be patient. Don't force the story out of them. Respect the individual's privacy. If they tell you something, keep it to yourself. Try to actively connect and reach out to those who are grieving, checking in periodically. Don't try to answer the why questions. There is no answer. Don't be afraid of silence or tears. And sometimes just showing up, being there, is more powerful than trying to fix a situation. For coworkers, it's important to establish a supportive work environment. Stop gossip when possible. Stories grow with retelling, and these rumors can be hurtful. Arrange for a place for staff to ask questions. Note the loss with cards or flowers. If you're requested, try to attend any services. Ensure that the bereaved can take appropriate leave. In addition to dealing with grief, they may also have many logistical items they have to take care of. Listen as needed, or allow extra breaks for phone calls or emotional times. Find coverage for any unfinished work. Don't try to make any large changes around the office for a while. It can be harder for those experiencing grief to adjust. Keep as much to the routine as possible. And allow the bereaved to make as many contributions to work as they choose. Sometimes work can be a solace. That was just an overview of helping those going through grief. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.